This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Up in Edinburgh, Virginia. Let's look at the month of May that we're headed into and see just what I believe we'll find in our bass fishing and in our trout fishing. On the Shenandoah River, both the North Fork and the South Fork, there are some magnificent gravel bars along the banks. These are areas that hold great population of shiner minnows. Now, these may extend from the bank out 20 feet, 30 feet, but the shiner minnows are comfortable in this water in, say, it's a foot to 2 feet deep. All right, the bass know these shiners are here. They feed on a hit-and-run manner. The bass will leave the deeper water out off the gravel bar, crash back into those schools of minnows, grab one or two or three, and then return to the safety of the deep water close by. Now, there are literally thousands of these shiners there. Some of these gravel bars might reach only 100 feet, and some of them may reach 300 or 400 feet down the river. But they're all loaded with shiner minnows, and the bass feed heavily on them. Probably the peak feeding period would be the low light level, but I've seen them crash into them in the middle of the day. Now, I use Charlie Waterman's Silver Outcast on this. It's a great match for these shiner minnows. What I do is once I see these bass crashing in there, I shoot my fly out in front of it, bring them to life just right away. Often I'm going to nail a bass on the first cast. If I don't get him on the first cast, I'll try two or three others, then cool it. By that time, he may not be chasing. Maybe a minute, two, 3 minutes, he'll be back in there again. I'm going to shoot at him again. But these are bigger bass than average, and they are very plentiful. And this is something that's very exciting this time of the year, because later in the season, once the grass beds develop, many of these shiners will leave the gravel beds and go into the grass beds. So take advantage of this while you have it. All right, let's look at the bass. Let's look at the trout, because what's going on here in the trout? You've got to be observant to see what's going on. We've got March browns hatching the first half of the month. We've got the little Yellowstone flies are going to be on all month. We got sulfurs hatching the last half of the month. So these are good hatches. You got to watch what's going on, because they might be, so to a certain extent, selective on what they're going to feed on. A tricky thing happens on this March brown hatch. Now, the March brown's a pretty good size fly. He's an honest 14. So, and I use the Mr. Rapidan dry fly on him in a size 14. But many times the March Browns nymphs will be out in water maybe all knee deep or even slightly deeper. They do what I call a mini migration. They'll move over to the shallow water where the water is only about a foot deep to hatch along those areas. You're fishing up the stream and you'll see some commotion along the bank. Naturally, you think they're coming up to dry flies. Well, they just faked you out, because many of those guys are actually feeding on those nymphs that are moving into the shallows. So I cheat. I go up top with a Mr. Rapidan parachute dry and a 14, and then run a Mr. Rapidan olive soft tackle in about a size 16, about 2 feet behind it. That way I'm covered. If he's working on the dries, I've got him. If he's feeding on the emergers, the nymphs, I've got him there. So keep an eye out for that, because there are a lot of trout feeding on these. Now, with this hatch going on the whole month long on the little Yellowstone flies, we have had a very mild spring, which means these vulnerable little Yellowstone fly nymphs that usually are glued to the moss around the rocks and the brush piles, that kind of thing, they're fragile, no question about it. But we haven't had any rock rolling spring floods. Consequently, we have very large populations in there. Often, I'll just sit on the side of the stream to watch these dries drifting down through the pool. A pool that's maybe 10 feet wide and 12 feet long, you might have a half a dozen of those flies drifting down through there, and the trout are going to feed on them all day long. So take advantage of that. Probably Murray's little Yellowstone fly in a 16 is going to be your most productive fly there. Now, the sulfurs start emerging the last half of the month. The duns are coming off in the middle of the day. The spinners are going to come back to lay their eggs the last hour, hour and a half of daylight. So what you've got the whole half of the day heavy with duns hatching out. Then when those spinners are coming back to lay their eggs, you've got both the spinners and the duns, and the sulfur is really one of the heaviest hatch on almost all the streams. I use Murray's sulfur on that, Murray's dry sulfur, Ed Shank's sulfur, both of them in a 16. But when the spinners are coming back, the duns are coming off, you've got a tremendous number of feeding fish, and it can really be some of the most fantastic fish you're going to have of the season. So give all these a try. Be observant of what's going on, and I think you'll get some great fishing. If you have any questions on any of these, the flies to use, the areas that are productive, that kind of thing, just give me a ring in Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, and I'll be glad to help you. Thank you very much for listening.